This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, a little crossover with the afternoon show, as we'll all lead you into Howie Roseman, Nick Sirianni speaking at the NFL Combine. So just to update everyone what we've seen and heard so far today. Raheem Morris, head coach of the Falcons.
Hater.
Sean McDermott, head coach of the Bills.
Hater.
They're joining hater Brian Gutekunst, who's the GM of the Packers. All anti-tush-push here.
Haters.
A lot of haters out there. And it's got us talking about the idea of, all right, if this happens, is it a big deal to the Eagles? Hugh and Kyle think it is a big deal. I think it's something they could overcome. Like, I want the play to stay because I don't think it's a huge deal anyway. And it just seems ridiculous to ban it. But I think the Eagles would overcome no tush-push next year. But how likely is this, right? Like, is this actually going to happen? So I'll let you know this. Before today started, if you had said to me, Joe, what do you think the percentage chance is the tush-push is out of the NFL next year? I would have said, I don't know, 5%? Not high. That number's up a little bit today. I mean, just hearing Morris and McDermott.
It's kind of the
hater convention?
The hater convention that's in it.
You got to keep that mic on.
Yeah. I'm doing too much over here. Got too much going on. It's like you can't be a hater. You can't be doing stuff like that, man.
But it does feel like the can of worms open a little bit in the NFL now.
Well, it feels like it's a little uncomfortable because I didn't know that many people were against it.
So I didn't either. So let's listen to this last night. This is Mike Garofolo talking about it. This was last evening before all this, kind of the idea of what's the temperature around the NFL about this. And they gave off, Garofolo did, that he didn't think it was that popular to ban, but now things might be changing. Here's Garofolo on the tush push.
The Commanders jumping over the pile is a Commander's problem. It's not an Eagles problem. It's not a health and safety problem. You got to have the discipline to not jump. Yeah, it makes it a little bit harder. And the fact that the Eagles do this so well, if Michael Robinson were here, our colleague here at NFL Network, he would point out that Jalen Hurts almost always falls to left. Now, please don't show. I was going to say, don't show him falling to the right now. Because Jordan Mailata is the one that really gets the push there. And it's something the Eagles are good at. And that's not a reason to outlaw a play. Now, if you want to talk about health and safety and say Chris Jones got hurt in the Super Bowl, well, maybe you shouldn't teach that technique and ask him to do that. I understand why they tried to do that. But that resulted in an injury. But that's because a guy was going sideways when everybody else is going forward. So I understand all the concerns, but there's just not enough from a health and safety standpoint, which is how we see rules changes.
See, that's the key, that last point. If there was some data here, Hugh, that a good number of linemen were getting injured underneath that pile, yeah, I think they would take it out. But we don't have that right now.
No, we don't. And the fact that most coaches are inciting, you know, injuries, I think is ridiculous, especially coaches that are using it. I'm stuck on it. I'm sorry. I'm stuck on the fact that Coach McDermott sat there and talked about the injuries, mm-hmm, and he kind of backed it up by saying it, you know, there was inconclusive data, but still you threw it out there.
You think Sean's listening to the show?
I don't care. Data? I mean, he'll be all right. Oh, I thought you meant
no,
he was
like
mad.
No, maybe he does Harvard studies like you.
I got a little defensive.
You did. I got a little defensive.
That was real. Like, I don't care.
No, you know,
what I care
you know
for?
What I wanted to say. But I'm like, I don't care.
I don't care about something.
Yeah.
You going to be all right over there, man?
You've been around me too long, Joe.
I don't give a shit.
You know what it is, man? I'm a little antsy because moving all these damn boxes and my back hurt.
Here come the excuses, man.
I'm not excusing.
There's nothing
My back hurt.
Nothing like the Hugh Douglas timeline of moving. So you arrived here 3 years ago. You finally got
finally moved in.
You finally got a permanent place, 6 months ago? And now, like, this weekend, his stuff arrived. So you were living in just, like, with a bed and a couch or whatever.
And you know what? I'm not going to lie. I was okay. It was okay because it was simple.
Yeah.
You know what
now
I mean?
You got all this stuff.
I got all this stuff. I need to figure out what I'm going to do with all this stuff. And I'm like, as I open one box, and I'm like, oh, I'll be done with this box. Then I open another one. It's a bunch of other stuff. And I'm just like, man, you know what? It's a lot of stuff.
Do you remember, or is it like a surprise you open the box? Like, ooh, what's in here?
You know what the biggest surprise was? It's like I have, and you probably don't remember. Remember, you probably mix CDs.
Oh, and you would make your own?
No, like those, a few of those. But I have, back in the day when you used to go out, like to go to clubs or whatever, people would hand you like their mix CD.
Oh, they'd make it.
They would make a mix CD. Yeah. And I have a bunch of those. I have like some old school. As a matter of fact, for Throwback Thursday, I might post a couple because DJ Jazzy Jeff, if, I don't know if he's listening or not, but he gave me some mix CDs that I still have to this day. And I'm like, it's just, you know what it is? It's like opening up one of those time capsules.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of stuff has been in storage for a while. Saw some old jerseys. I got a 610 WIP jersey.
A few years ago, we did something called like the WIP garage sale, and we auctioned stuff off for charity that people would buy, and then I forget where it went to. But people would love a 610 WIP jersey.
No, do you know what I found in my coat? And I posted it to y'all, and y'all probably didn't notice it. The first Super Bowl.
Oh,
when it was at the VIP thing that I got from the station.
You went to Fridays.
Yes.
I saw
it was at the old Fridays. And I was like, wow. It's one of those things, man, that when you open up stuff that you haven't seen in a while, you look at it, you're like, wow. First of all, you old. I'm old.
Yeah.
And second of all, it's like, you know, just you remember immediately the memory of that item.
Of course.
So that's pretty cool. And I got, you remember, y'all won't remember this. Remember the old CD cleaners?
Oh, I do remember CD cleaners. Yeah,
I have one that's actually brand new.
CD cleaner?
I have a box full of anime VHS.
It's 2025. What are you doing with that?
I have a full box of DVD anime and some VHS anime that I got. Let me tell you how long I've had this stuff. The VHSs.
Well, a long time.
When I got drafted by the Jets, and I used to go to New York and go downtown, it was called 40 Deuce. They used to call it 42nd Street when 42nd Street was different. And bought a whole bunch of Kung Fu movies. So I got all of those VHSs of old Kung Fu movies. So, yeah, I've had a lot of this stuff for a long time.
Are you planning to get yourself a working VCR and try to watch those Kung Fu movies?
You know what's funny? I was talking to the IT guys back here, and I have an old gaming computer that I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do with it, trying to resurrect it. I don't know if they're going to help me. I don't think they can help with the VHS. Okay. That's a little bit too old. That's a dinosaur.
Yeah, you might have to recycle that one. That might be over.
Yeah, I need to figure it out. But I would like to keep them, but
keep VHSs?
What am I going to do with them, Joe?
Recycle them. If you never watch it, I don't throw them to recycling. I don't know. Kung Fu VHSs?
Kung Fu VHSs.
Now, if we want to know what Hugh's doing with his spare time, Kung Fu VHSs.
I just got a lot of stuff.
No, I mean, none of this stuff surprises anyone listening that you have a box full of Kung Fu.
Old-ass Kung Fu movie watching that. I'm going to start. You know what I'm going to do when I get home? I'm just going to start posting stuff and let everybody see all the junk that I have.
Everybody was. Maybe it was best you didn't get this shipment of stuff.
Man, I have jerseys. I have a bunch of Pro Bowl. I got a helmet that Jason Taylor signed. I got a helmet from Marco Coleman that was signed. I got a David Boston Arizona Cardinals helmet.
Oh, wow. He was good for a little bit.
Keith Brooking. I got a Keith Brooking. He didn't sign it, but I have a Keith Brooking helmet when he played for the Falcons. It's got a lot of stuff.
It sounds like it. So he was packing these days. So if you need to find him, he's watching Kung Fu movies. 215-592-9494.
Shots fired.
Let's go to Tyler in Delaware. What's up, Tyler?
Yo, Joe and everybody was kung fu fighting Mr. Hugh Douglas.
What's going on,
hey, Tyler?
Hey, I haven't talked to y'all before the Super Bowl win, but Hugh?
Yes.
Eastbound and down mission was a success.
Yes, it was, man. I don't know what we're going to do next year. You know, we run this thing back, try to run this thing back with the missions. Where's it next year?
Santa Clara, California. So we got to go all the way west.
Well, I'm gonna keep that too.
You could just use westbound and down at that point.
Well, yeah, you could do westbound and down. But
do you have another idea?
Feels cheap.
Well, I'll tell you off there because I don't want to get in trouble for this.
Okay. This is like the fourth time you almost got in trouble today.
Well, you know, California, they got them good greens out there.
Oh, okay.
California dreaming.
Okay, there you go. The mama, was that the mama?
Mamas and
papa?
The papas, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we're California dreaming,
California
Tyler.
Dreaming.
That took us like 12 seconds to work.
I'm such a winner. Yeah, we got that. That's what, that's what's up. That's bad.
We got to work on that,
that
part,
was
yeah.
Bad. That was bad. Living in this big blue world.
Sorry, Tyler. Go ahead.
Santa Clara, California.
With my head up in outer space, hitting him.
I'm a B-A-O-L. Hey. Okay. This is where the part of the show where it goes off the rails.
Always.
And it's only Tuesday.
Somehow, happy hour starts at 1 o'clock for our audience.
It's only Tuesday.
Yeah, it is. All right, go ahead, Tyler.
Look, yeah, I'm gonna keep it to 3 points real quick, y'all. First of all, Hugh, I'm lockstep with you. Got to bring back Bond. Got to bring back Becton. All right, we got young Thundercats who can replace Milton Williams and Josh Sweat, especially if there's talks of getting Garrett and Carter on the other side of that line would be dangerous.
Oh yeah,
I
Tyler.
Mean, you talk about the gauntlet of road games that the Eagles got to play next year against playoff teams from this past season. I don't think any of those teams would want to see those two barreling down at their quarterback. So that's the first point. The second point, I'm in lockstep with Dustin in the Northeast on that caller, Brian, who we thought might be an undercover Packers fan, because talking about deferring to handing it to Saquon on the goal line, when you got a play that has been almost as unstoppable as any play in the National Football League, you got fans right now being so Jekyll and Hyde that, oh, if you keep giving it to Saquon, he might get hurt, or we're giving him too much work. And then you got people saying, oh, those aren't real rushing touchdowns that Hurts is getting. You play to your strengths. You have the best offensive line in the National Football League. Of course you're going to do that. And our offensive line throughout the playoffs, other than Juergens being hurt in the championship game, was healthy. So it's not as if this play is causing more guys to get hurt. Other guys are risking injury on the defensive side of the ball because they can't stop it. And that's what's so egregious, is that you have teams like the Bills, who we go to Buffalo next season and play them, who don't want to deal with the play, even though they see the play only once every 4 years, unless they get to the Super Bowl. But you can't expect one play to be so egregious to the rest of the league where they can't master it the way that the Eagles have, where just before your show came back on, they had Andrew Perloff on saying that you would have to ban pushing all ball carriers in football.
Yep, and that happens a lot. It happens a lot down the field. You know, they'll throw like a 10-yard pass, and then, you know, the defenders are rallying, and the ball carrier's trying to get the extra yard, and you'll see like a lineman or a tight end come from behind and push him. Like, that happens all the time.
Yeah, and it just shows, Joe, when you have a play like that that is as unstoppable as it is, I don't discount that they would find, if they did outlaw the play, that they wouldn't find a variation or something else, that they would find something as efficient, because you still have those big boys up front. You got Saquon, you got Hurts, and you got guys that are going to buy in. So I'm not concerned about that. It's just soft if the league decides to ban it, which, to my last point, not to change gears, but on the Sixers, this is why, Joe, I did not want to pay Paul George $212 million for the next 4 seasons. This is a loser's mentality. I've had it. I talked to you and Hugh and Kyle 6 months ago when you were doing who should the Sixers sign in the offseason.
Yep.
And I brought up the fact that you're paying Paul George $145,000 a day for this type of disgrace. We are not a loser fan base. We are not a loser city. And this is the type of attitude that is rubbing off on these other players not to give max effort, not to put their nose down and go to work. And it's a disgrace for us as the fans to have now, in 2025, we're back in the same purgatory that we were when we started the process at the beginning of the 2012-2013 season.
They are, Tyler. It's a full circle of garbage. I mean, it is. It, it,